How do you engage in dialogue without being hurtful?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
One debate expert says to win your argument, you should 1. Always respect your opponent. 2. Find common ground and claim it. 3. Concede points that make sense. 4. Don't confuse passion with hatred. And 5. Choose the right setting to debate. Avoid debating at public events like funerals or weddings. It's remarkable to see how Paul approached the critical issues within the church at Corinth. In his letter, he had to confront some tough issues: sexual immorality, members suing one another, divorce, disunity, and doubters in Christ's resurrection. Despite these thorny issues, he begins his letter by complimenting the people and expressing great respect for them. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, he writes, "I always thank my God for you and for the gracious gifts he has given you, now that you belong to Christ Jesus. Through him, God has enriched your church in every way, with all your eloquent words and all your knowledge. You have every spiritual gift you need as you eagerly wait for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will keep you strong to the end, so that you will be free from all blame on the day when our Lord Jesus Christ returns." Paul never compromised the truth of the gospel. At the same time, he mastered the technique of respecting others. Let's take a tip from Paul.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com